Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name's Peter, and I hope you're ready to go.
And I'm Marie. I know I'm ready to go. Today's topic is sports.
And the title of our lesson is Super Soccer Fans. Super Soccer Fans. Now, Marie, are you a big soccer fan?
Actually, Peter, I don't know a lot about soccer. Maybe I'll learn more about it today.
Yeah, that's great. Today's lesson is for you. Okay, let's practice our reading together. Here's Marie for some help.
Ben and Alex love soccer. They are big fans. Ben is watching an exciting soccer game. His favorite team is winning. Pedro scored an amazing goal. Alex is also excited. Pedro is his favorite player. He can really kick the ball. What about Rob? Rob is not a big soccer fan, but he is a big American football fan.
Ben takes the ball up the field. He passes the ball to Alex. He shoots. He scores. Goal!
Peter! What are you doing?
Soccer is the best. Don't you know when someone scores a goal, someone says, goal! I won't keep doing this, but soccer is one of my favorite sports. Do you watch it? Well, today you'll learn more. Here's Christina with our key words, and then hopefully we'll play some soccer. Goal!
Hello, 我们今天的主题是足球 soccer. Ben 和 Alex 两个人都喜欢足球。Ben and Alex love soccer. 他们都是足球粉丝。They are big fans. 我们中文说粉丝其实就是英文 fans 的音翻译过来的。名词 fan 就是某种事物的疯狂爱好者。Ben 今天真的是好兴奋，因为他最喜欢的球队处于领先的情况。他说 My team is winning. 动词 win 就是赢的意思，用现在进行式表示球赛还在进行，所以是领先的趋势的局势。Ben 用平板看球赛，所以他对着平板大声地喊着 Run! Run! Yes! Goal! 这个 G-O-A-L 的 goal 可以指球门或者是得分的意思。Ben 和 Alex 两个人都喜欢西班牙球员 Pedro。Ben 说 He can really kick the ball. 动词 kick 就是踢的意思。
Run!Run! Yes! Goal!
Ben, are you okay?
Hi, Susie. I'm great.
What are you watching? Why are you so excited?
I'm watching a soccer game. My team is winning.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You really like watching soccer?
Yes, I do.But I also love playing soccer.
Okay, I am very excited about today's lesson. I grew up playing soccer. Did you know it is the most popular game in the world? It's bigger than basketball and American football, too.
Wow, I never really thought about that. In the United States, yes, many people play soccer, but it's not the most popular sport there.
That's right. But around the world, there isn't a bigger sport than soccer. So that is why this is a good reason to learn more about it. Did you play any sports growing up?
I did, Peter. I played baseball growing up, and I also did some dancing too, but I never played soccer.
Well, Ben is rooting for his team today. He is watching his team play, and he is getting very excited.
Run! Run! Goal! His team made a goal. The team with the most goals wins the game.
That's right. When you get the ball into the other team's goal, it's called a goal. Very simple.
So Ben is feeling good. His team is winning. During the game, the team with the most points is the winner. But that can change during the game.
Yes, and that can be exciting and stressful all at the same time.
So, Peter, do you watch soccer?
I don't watch too much soccer. Actually, I like to play soccer.
Oh, really? Do you still like to play soccer?
I do. I try to find some friends and we can go to a field and play some soccer. But it doesn't happen too often.
That sounds fun. So there are two ways to enjoy a sport. You can watch it or play it. What do you like to do, friends? How about we go to Conversation B to learn more?
Ben! Ben! Are you watching the game today?
Yes!
It's a really great game. Did you see Pedro's amazing goal?
Yes! He can really kick the ball.
He's my favorite player.
He's also my favorite.
His team is playing a game in town next weekend. Let's go.
Good idea. Let's plan on it.
Wow, I didn't know Alex was a big soccer fan. Now Ben and Alex are talking about the same game.
Yes, they are watching the game because they both like Pedro.
Pedro? Who is Pedro?
He's a soccer player. He's my favorite player. And now we can go to Rebecca to learn more about this grammar point. She's my favorite teacher.
Hey, friends! Here's your favorite part of the entire lesson. Yes, you get to learn a new grammar point. He's my noun. For example, he's my classmate or he's my best friend. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Friends, can you practice by introducing someone? This is Peter. He is my coworker.
This is Marie. She's my friend. Okay, now it's your turn.
So Alex and Ben are talking about Pedro. He is a very good player. Ben says that he can really kick the ball. Let's go to Christina for some help.
Ben 称赞 Pedro 说 he can really kick the ball. 这个表达方式很有意思，它通常是在口语中出现，用来形容某个人实在很会做某件事。所以 Ben 说 he can really kick the ball. 他真的很会踢球，他踢得真的很棒。我们也来练习造句看看，比如说有人真的唱歌唱得很好，你可以很惊叹地说 he can really sing.我的朋友可能很会睡，我可能会在旁边摇头说 She can really sleep. 或者是我妹妹很能吃，我可以说 She can really eat. 这个说法很有意思，你也把它学起来吧。
Thanks, Christina. She can really teach. So in soccer, there is one very important rule.
Oh, I know this rule.You cannot touch the ball with your hands.
Very good, Marie. So then, how do you move the ball?
You kick the ball. And Ben and Alex says Pedro can really kick the ball. If you use this sentence with another action, you are saying that person is very good at doing that thing.
That's right. He is very good at cooking, so you can say...He can really cook. She is very good at painting. She can really paint.
Hey, Peter, I think I want to try kicking a soccer ball. Maybe we can play later. How about this afternoon?
Great. Let's plan on it.
Wait, did you plan that?
Plan what?
Let's plan on it. That's today's
calendar phrase.
Let's plan on it.
Let's plan on it.
让我们为这件事计划一下。
Grandpa, let's travel around the world.
Yeah, let's plan on it.
We can eat expensive food.
Yeah, let's plan on it.
And stay in expensive hotels.
Yeah, let's plan on it.
When do you want to go?
When you save enough money to pay for the trip.
Oh, I wasn't planning on that.
Let's plan on it.
Let's plan on it.
让我们为这件事计划一下。
Marie, I'm so excited. Do you have soccer shoes?
No.
Do you have a soccer ball?
No.
Oh, it's okay. I don't care. We're going to play some soccer. Friends, what are you going to do during this break? Well, let's find out together. We'll see you soon. I'm so ready to play. Welcome back to the show, friends. Well, fans cheer for their teams, and we came up with a cheer for Pedro.
Yes, we did. Are you ready, Peter? 1, 2, 3, go!
Pedro kicks! Pedro scores! Pedro wins! And now, friends,
the lesson can begin.
And Ben are big soccer fans. Are you a soccer fan, Rob?
No, Linda. I'm not a soccer fan. I'm a football fan.
Why do you like football so much?
Because I like the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because it's football's most important game. It's also my favorite game.
Alex and Ben are big soccer fans. That means they watch games and play the game, too. Usually, we use this word for sports.
Yes. If you like a sport, you are a fan. But you can be a fan of other things, too. You can be a fan of a person or a fan of a movie.
And recently, you can use this word to talk about other normal things. I am a big fan of that pizza place.
Well, I am a big fan of Christina. Let's hear what she has to say about this word.
你是谁的粉丝呢？我们今天学了 fan 这个字。Ben 和 Alex 两个人都是足球粉丝。Ben and Alex are big soccer fans.我们一般会说 I'm a big fan of someone or something. 比如有一个小朋友超级喜欢蜘蛛人，我们可以说 He is a big fan of Spider-Man. 有人非常喜欢吃杯子蛋糕，就可以说 They are big fans of cupcakes. 相反的，你可以用 I'm not a big fan of something 来委婉地表达自己不是很喜欢某样东西。这样子说总比直接说我不喜欢要委婉多了。比如很多人都喜欢狗，可是你其实不是很喜欢，就可以说 I'm not a big fan of dogs.
Thanks, Christina. So in this conversation, Linda and Rob are talking about sports. Rob is a big fan, but not of soccer.
That's right. He is a football fan. So let's talk about this sport.
Well, first, we need to make sure everyone knows the difference between football and football.
Yes. Wait, what?
Peter, in America, we have a sport called football. You run and throw the ball. And we have soccer. But everywhere else in the world calls soccer football.
Yes, so be careful when you are talking to Americans or people from other countries. I like soccer and I like American football.
Rob mentions the Super Bowl. This is the championship game in American football. The game is so big that even people who don't like the sport still watch this game of the year.
That is so true. Well, one time my team was in the Super Bowl. Actually, a couple times. I'm a big fan of my football team. Everyone gets very excited when this game happens. Everyone gathers around and watches the game and actually eats a lot of food. Almost more food than Thanksgiving.
That sounds exciting, Peter. And you know what else sounds exciting? Reviewing our keywords. Let's do that right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Soccer. Soccer. Let's play soccer outside.
Fan. Fan. I like the New York Mets. I'm a fan.
Win. Win. Let's play hard and win this game.
Goal. Goal. We can score more goals and win.
Kick. Kick. Jim can kick the ball well. Okay, friends, make sure to practice those words. And now we can watch our conversations one more time. Let's review together.
Run! Run! Yes! Goal!
Ben, are you okay?
Hi, Susie.
I'm great.
What are you watching? Why are you so excited?
I'm watching a soccer game. My team is winning!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You really like watching soccer.
Yes, I do. But I also love playing soccer.
Ben, Ben, are you watching the game today?
Yes! It's a really great game.
Did you see Pedro's amazing goal?
Yes! He can really kick the ball.
He's my favorite player.
He's also my favorite.
His team is playing a game in town next weekend.
Let's go. Good idea. Let's plan on it.
And Ben are big soccer fans. Are you a soccer fan, Rob?
No, Linda. I'm not a soccer fan. I'm a football fan.
Why do you like football so much?
Because I like the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because it's football's most important game. It's also my favorite game.
Team go! Hooray!
Why are you so excited, Monkey Man?
I'm watching the big game.
Ooh, American football?
No, I'm watching a soccer game.
Oh, what's so exciting about soccer?
Ginger players run and kick the ball.
Are you a big fan?
Yes, I'm a huge soccer fan. It's my favorite sport. I love watching it.
I love playing it.
Oh.
Oh, look, look, it's a goal. My team is winning. Watching a soccer game is so much fun.
Watching you watch a soccer game is more fun. You're so silly.
Oh, go, go.
Good things, say no to the bad things, say yes to the right things, and no to the wrong things. Say yes to the good things, say no to the bad things, say yes to the right things, and no to the wrong things. Stand up for what you believe, stand up for what you believe.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. So, Peter, I have a question for you. Which sport do you like more? Do you like soccer more, or do you like football?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I actually like both a lot. I like watching football and soccer, and I like playing both of those sports for fun. I have to say, I just can't say. This is a tough choice. Now, Marie, I know you don't watch soccer very much, but do you ever watch football?
I actually don't, Peter. I don't watch soccer or football, but I'm excited for you to teach me how to play soccer.
All right, that will be fun. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed the lesson, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.